People are calling 911 too often for dumb reasons in one major city, Atlanta. Now, I'm sure they're doing it in lots of other places because people do that all the time. You hear of it where there's the shut-in who calls and says, I can't move my furniture, or whatever. Sometimes they'll call and ask someone to drop off a six-pack of beer. That usually results in an arrest.
Yes.
In this case, though, it's bad enough. There was a big enough spike in 2023. Atlanta has decided they need to inform people what to do.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yeah, you don't know what the score is, do you?
New at 11, city leaders within Atlanta's emergency services department say calls to 911 have skyrocketed in the last year, causing prolonged wait times. But the phone lines have gotten tied up by people dialing in for the wrong reasons. NewsHead reporter Joy Dukes explains.
The Atlanta Police Department's chief administrative officer told members of the city council's public safety committee meeting that calls to 911 increased by 14% in 2023. Meanwhile, data he shared showed that the majority of those calls were rarely real emergencies.
You said you're trying to move pillows from one couch to another couch?
Yeah.
This is what? One of more.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they never make sense, but that one especially, like, why?
Yeah, what?
Is one of more than a million calls Metro Atlanta residents made to the city's E911 center last year.
Just wasted resources.
At the city council's public safety committee meeting Monday, emergency service officials said conversations like it made up a majority of calls to dispatch.
A majority? What?
My gosh, I just want to hear the whole pillow call. I want to know how that unfolded.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yeah, you don't know what the score is, do you?
Staggering statistics from APD's chief administrative officer, Peter Amon, who told committee members out of 1.3 million calls handled by ATL E911 in 2023, only 45,000 were deemed serious emergencies, and only 900 of those were shootings or stabbings.
We have a variety of calls.
So they'd like more shootings than stabbings?
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Is that the hot take?
Yeah.
Have a variety of calls, actually really a mind-boggling variety of calls that people make.
Though Amon said call wait times have improved slightly from an average of 29 seconds to 24 seconds, the influx of non-emergency calls has made it difficult to get phones answered more quickly on top of staffing issues.
The 911 operator position is a highly stressful job.
Public Safety Committee Chairwoman Andrea Boone says they're urging residents to think twice before dialing the number and directing people with non-emergencies to call 311 instead.
It's our responsibility to educate the citizens on where they should call, when they should call, and who they should call.
Beginning next month, the city will use ATL 311 to handle APD's non-emergency calls. Amon says they've also launched a new web portal to help cover non-emergency dispatch calls. And emergency service officials say they are working with the mayor's office to launch a Make the Right Call campaign to educate people on when to call 911 versus 311. That'll kick off in February. At City Hall, Joy Dukes, Fox 5 News.
I believe this is a slightly expanded version of one of the 911 calls.
You trying to move pillows from one couch to another couch?
Yeah.
Fire and rescue don't provide those type of services. I'm sorry.
This is 911. What's the address of your emergency?
Yeah, you don't know what the score is, do you?
The score to what, sir?
I'm sorry?
To what game? What game you trying to watch?
I can't believe she said that.
Yeah. Nope. Stop wasting time. Hang up on that idiot. Like,
but maybe she was just like, I got to know. Like, what? Is there a game that's so amazing that they're not showing the score? Like, the curiosity would drive her crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever had to call 911?
Yeah, sure.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's an awful feeling.
It makes you very nervous, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You shake the whole time, and you're not doing anything wrong.
The two times that I've called, the whole time I was on the phone, I was second-guessing myself. And they were both legitimate emergencies.
About whether you should be calling?
Yes, they were legitimate emergencies. It was right after... probably 2 or 3 years after I graduated college, and a friend of mine was having like a diabetic incident where his blood sugar had dropped, and like he legitimately needed paramedics. And even then I was like, I don't know, I'm sure somewhere someone's being shot or something like that.
Right.
But you know, it was the right call there. But yeah, I can't imagine being like, I got those pillows over there and I could really use them over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's going to take me at least 3 trips to do it alone.
We used to play that one 911 call fairly regularly. The woman that was upset that they messed up her Western bacon cheeseburger at Burger King, and she was calling 911 to have them come over and tell them to make her a new sandwich.
So outrageous.
Or the woman who couldn't get her kids to stop fighting, and that 911 operator, Mike Forbis, got fired for saying, well, what do you want us to do? Come over and shoot him? Which I stand
by. He immediately regretted, but it was really funny.
I've made a smart joke, and I'm very sorry. My name is Mike Forbis, and he got fired.
Yeah.
We interviewed him, right?
Isn't he in a band now or something?
Yeah, he was in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dialed 911 on accident one time, and I did what you definitely should not do, which is hang up when you hear hello 911. Because what I had done is I was working at the, I was on campus at the college when I was still at college, and I was trying to call long distance back in the day where you had to dial 9 to get an outside line. Then you would dial 1 and then whatever the area code and whatever. So I went 9-1. And I look back down at the number, and I'm like, okay, it's 1-6-1-6. Okay, 1-6-1-6. And I get, like, into the 4th or 5th digit, and it picks up, and it goes, hello, 911. I go, And I hang up my Homer Simpson. And I just look at it, and I go, and they call back. And you're like, is there an emergency? No, I'm just a big, dumb idiot playing records in the middle of the night.
You got any requests?
I was just going to call my friend.
Well, that's now that your phone, too, can you, if you hold down the lock button or you push it a certain amount of times, it'll automatically call. I have butt dialed emergency services so many times. And then one time they texted me and they were like, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, no, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I've noticed Evelyn nearly calling 911 1,000 times.
I like Nikki the way the phones and watches are more able to help you if you have an emergency.
Yeah.
But they are causing, I bet, more trouble than what they do.